Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Friday.
Yep.
The weekend is upon us.
Weekend.
The rain, though. Is it supposed to rain all weekend?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I heard. All weekend. It's going to be a little wet, unfortunately. But it was raining. Was it raining jump shots last night? That's not a good segue because it really was. Well, the first half.
Wait, what did you say? I missed it.
Oh, you missed what?
Your joke. What did you say?
I said it was raining. I said, was it raining jump shots last night in the basketball game? Maybe not.
Everybody wants to be a funny guy.
What the hell is there? Rim shots? Nobody. Okay. But anyway, the NBA Western Conference Finals last night. Interesting game. My Lakers ended up making it happen last night, defeating the Denver Nuggets 114-108. It was a strange kind of game because I felt the whole time that the Nuggets had many opportunities to get back in the game, which they did, to go ahead, which they just failed to do down the stretch. Jasmine, did you see the game?
First half of the game.
Okay.
And I know that might be disappointing, but guys, like, at halftime, I am barely hanging on. And everybody looks at halftime is like, oh, I can get a power nap. Well, your girl didn't wake up to 3 o'clock in the morning on the couch. My nose ring fell out. I got a nose ring a couple weeks ago. It fell out. Like, I was asleep. I was knocked out on the couch.
Oh, you got a nose ring. Did it hurt when you got to put it in?
Yeah, yeah. It kind of hurt when I first got it. But I'm a champ. Oh, wow. So I took it. But that's how, I was just knocked out. Halftime, I was like, you know, I'm just going to take a quick little cat nap. I never got back up again.
Yeah, I was out watching it, and then I came home at halftime, so that allowed me to stay up. But typically, if I was at home, I would have, I couldn't get past halftime. It's just tough. It's really tough. But it was an interesting game last night. AD, hell, he seemed like he had the first 40 points of the game, and he was dropping buckets like you wouldn't believe. And I have to be honest with you, he's playing better consistently, a lot more consistent than I thought he would be in this series. So he's proven me wrong. Full disclosure, I just put a lot there like that. But Anthony Davis had 34 points. He was 10 for 15 from the field, 13 for 14 from the free throw line, which is important because he shoots a lot of free throws. He had 5 rebounds, and the craziest part about it, he only had 1 rebound in the first 3 quarters of the game, which is kind of weird. LeBron dropped 26. He was 7 for 18, 11 for 14 from the free throw line, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, close to a triple-double. But Jamal Murray, who you just got to love him, 32 points, 12 for 20 from the field, had 8 assists. And Jokic, we call him Joker, he's the one that didn't really show up last night. I only had 16. He was 6 for 13 from the field, 4 assists, 7 rebounds. I tell you, between AD and LeBron, they shot free throws 28 times. And this is what I got a problem with when it comes to the NBA, because I'm not sure you guys are aware of this, but you know there was a big-time complaint from the last game, the previous game, that LeBron was getting fouled and nobody called a foul, and the referees didn't call a foul. Did you guys hear about this conversation?
Yeah. I thought they also, I saw when I was up kind of like trying to see what I missed last night, that was similar things are being said about this one in the second
half. I think, hell, they had 28 free throw attempts, 28.
Yeah.
They had more free throw attempts than Denver has as a team.
Denver's team took 28.
No.
Or 23,
Denver,
I'm sorry.
Took 23. LeBron 23, and AD, that team. LeBron and AD, not the Lakers, 28. Unbelievable. And so let's get into some of the sound. Let's hear from Nuggets head coach, Denver Nuggets head coach Mike Malone on the discrepancy of in foul calls. Let's take a listen. He's complaining about it.
They went to the foul line 35 times. I think I'm going to have to go through the proper channels like they did to see if we can figure out how we can get some more free throws. And I think late in the game, I thought Jamal Murray attacked the basket a few times where it appeared to be contact. So we'll watch the film and we'll send our clips in and we'll reach out to the NBA and kind of make our points noted. And whether them going through the proper channels affected tonight or not, I have no idea. The NBA does a great job of listening. And then hopefully, you know, you hope that next game, maybe some of those fouls are called.
I mean, it was ridiculous a couple of times. Now, LeBron, who's going to be the Jamal Murray stopper, so to speak, I guess, fouled him a couple times.
Kind of did, called right?
it. But stopped him?
Mm-hmm. Hey, he had, five points in the last, or was it 4 points in the last 5 minutes? And they, most of them, or all of them, came at the free throw line.
Oh, okay. So, you said about 5 minutes ago you didn't watch the second half. Did you tell me that?
I didn't, but I did just say that I had to get up early to see what I missed.
Oh, so you did see when you did see when Murray Jamal Murray
reading what I missed.
Oh mostly. No! You need to see.
Well,
the
I'm sorry.
Eye test.
The game. Whenever the game comes back, if I can find a replay.
Apparently,
of the
he
game.
Did. Apparently, he did stop him. Did you see the game?
I fell asleep. I had to wake up and read what I missed.
Okay.
Come on.
Anyway.
All right.
Okay.
I was tired.
I'm with you. Let's hear from LeBron, who talked about God and Jamal Murray. Let's take a listen.
I know it was winning time, and Jamal had it going. The kid is special, so. I told my teammates that I had him and everyone else can kind of stay at bay and stay home. And I was able to get a couple stops and we was able to rebound the basketball, which is the most important thing.
You fouling twice, LeBron. They didn't call it.
It's unbelievable that you could be so angry at the guy whose team, he plays for your team and got the win.
You can't pick your family, but you can pick your friends. I keep telling you that. I've been saying that the whole series.
That's true.
Anyway, you know, the kid comes in, the kid. Whatever, bro.
Kid.
Yeah,
he called Kyrie that one time. Kyrie didn't like that, I don't think. Kyrie
he called him
mad.
Son. He was like, it's his son. He sunned him. I wouldn't have liked that either.
Come on, son. Wow.
Nah, son.
Oh, yeah, that's our best time. Wow. Well, you know, series is pretty much over now. We just wait for the next game. And that's going to be it because can Denver comes. Can they do the same thing they've done in the two previous series?
Can they do it
playoffs?
For a third time?
Can they do it for a third time is the question, yeah.
That'd be something to see, but the answer is no.
You don't think so, Jay?
Nah. But, I mean, also, what do I know? I've gotten every single prediction wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. John Crow. And by the way, Miami plays Boston tonight to possibly close out this series, but we never know. Miami's up 3-1 to Boston. And, of course, that game's at 8:30 tonight on ESPN. So we should know more. We should know more about what's going on with them tonight. Of course, we had a little Thursday night football. Did anybody see the Dolphins and the Jaguars?
No.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay.
You didn't
see
So
you
that?
Guys didn't see the game?
No.
You didn't see that?
Sorry, it was not at the top of my watch list.
You didn't see Gardner Minshew?
Yeah. I think it's somebody on ESPN. It's a Gardner Minshew. Bless you.
Oh, boy.
I mean, we could talk about it. Miami Dolphins defeat the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-13. A little Thursday night football.
That what you call it, a defeat?
Fitzpatrick, 18-20, 160 yards, 2 touchdowns.
he was 18. No. Is that no? That's not right. He had 21
passing.
Completions. He had 21 completions in a row. Yeah, cause he was like, he had like 21 completions in a row. They was talking about that set records. But anyway, we were very proud.
Yeah, but that might does that include a previous game like straight through? Well, no, because then it's 18. Yeah.
Wow. Anyway. Apparently, Jasmine was bad early last night, and she didn't have her Pepsi Zero Sugar this morning.
I didn't, and I needed
it. Or her Mountain Dew Zero Sugar this morning. But I know she has the official sports apparel on the sports shop on, which is Under Armour. It's going to keep it right and keep it tight on this Friday all day. Let's go.
Get it right, get it tight. Color Park, Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
Trust me, and when you find that right, when you find that right waffle, boy, you found that right waffle. I need a waffle right now. So real quick, I'll be remiss. I want to mention one thing right quick before we get into the next topic. You know, esteemed colleague Jay Fritz had a powerful message yesterday during our Breonna Taylor conversation. And, of course, we kind of pushed that out there on social media. And Jay Fritz, I would tell you that I've got some unbelievable responses from that. So I'm going to thank you for sharing your thoughts and your authentic feelings about what's going on as a black female. Of course, I had multiple conversations with my two black females, my young women in my family, Erica and Bianca, and they was just inspired, and I think they shared that with you out on social media. So I just want to thank you again. I just let you know a lot of people were inspired by that. You say a lot of things people was thinking and wanting to say as well. So kudos to you for that. I just want to tell you that here on the air.
Well, I appreciate the platform to do so. And like you said, the response that you got, I got similar responses yesterday as well. So as long as we're moving forward, pushing the
there you
forward.
Go. And speaking of moving forward, apparently the Pac-12 wants to move forward. After they said they were gonna shut it down, won't gonna play this fall. Well, the Pac-12 will play seven game conference football, seven conference games this football season coming up. Beginning November the 6th, the league announced that on Thursday. The decision voted by the Pac-12's CEO group on Thursday represents an official reversal after the conference announced in early August it would postpone all sports until at least January 1st, citing health concerns related to the coronavirus. Now, I haven't heard anything about the other sports. We just know about, football. Maybe other sports are playing
well. Basketball. Men and women's basketball can begin on the 25th.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Okay, in the release, the Pac-12 says men. Oh yeah, there you go. Jasmine just said it. So November the 25th. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out, and we're gonna probably hear some. The question begs: okay, if you play seven games, are you eligible to play in the Final Four for the college, NCAA college football? But we're gonna get CFP. To that. But let's, what's that?
CFP, college football.
The CFP. There you go. So Larry Scott, who is the Pac-12 commissioner, was on Freddie Fitzsimmons, and he talked about he believes that they can get all seven games done, which still is a big question mark in my book. Let's take a listen to see what Larry Scott had to say.
I wouldn't rule out anything at this stage. No one can predict what's going to happen with the season and how many games any team is going to be able to play. It's going to depend a lot on health and safety. What I can tell you is I don't think anyone's got better protocols or a better chance of playing all their scheduled games than the Pac-12, given what we're doing to protect health and safety and our testing protocol.
He didn't sign that company back in August. There's a lot of things must change between, I guess, September and August.
And apparently. I want to know what changed. How do you have this, so much confidence?
He talking about, we got this thing down pat. I just found out running that they're going to be launching to the seven games. And of course,
it's just because they're on the outside looking in.
Yeah. They're not going to the play. What team out of the Pac-10 Pac-12 going to the damn playoffs.
Listen, I was going to ask y'all, is there a school I don't know about? Football powerhouse or somebody I'm missing?
Somebody,
you know,
I'm just sleeping.
I know everything. So I was going to ask y'all the same question.
So I'm thinking, like, who was it? Arizona State, I guess, with her met was, and,
so
yeah,
you
I'm with you.
Oregon.
No, hey, now the answer to your question is no. They're the same old, same old. That's the answer to your question.
The answer is no.
Because I'm thinking, so remind me, the Big Ten is what, eight games? Is it eight games for them?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, eight games. Okay. Eight games and
but if
and
everybody else is playing 10 and stuff like that.
Right, right.
Is that even fair to consider their, you know, their five games or seven games? Excuse me.
My point is that, what y'all talking about? It's almost like they want to show it. We here, people don't even really care. And they playing seven games.
Like, what do you want?
That's my question. Let's go to let's see if a Joey Galloway of ESPN said, talks about teams playing different games. Let's take a listen.
With the Big Ten and the Pac-12 now joining the party, I think that we're going to have a system where everybody's involved, and that number might have to lower. It might be five games. And we look at these teams and say, we believe these teams are the four best teams that get in. Some teams are going to have played more games than other teams, and that's fine. Mm.
Is that fine?
It is for them.
I'm a little confused on that one. Well, the Division I Football Oversight Committee on Thursday recommended that any FBS team playing football this season should be eligible to play in a bowl game regardless of record if it meets academic progress, the APR, academic progress rate requirements for postseason eligibility. So they're going to have bowl games too?
That's the plan.
What the hell, man? This is going to all...
Congratulations, Wake Forest, you're bowl eligible.
So hold up. If you play five games, wait a minute, hold on, let me get this money.
If you play, you're eligible.
If you play, you're eligible.
That's it.
Pretty much.
Congrats,
if you
Syracuse.
Game,
you're bowl eligible.
Syracuse, you're still eligible, baby. You can go to that Bojangles Bowl in the Bahamas. Damn. I mean,
that's not a bad gig.
Somebody help me with this. It seems like we did. All of a sudden, they're trying to force everything. I guess they're going to make this stuff happen. I think we was pretty much okay. I think we was pretty much okay the way things were going. We had adjusted. Everybody was fine. What about like, oh, where's the Big 12? Ooh. Nobody really even cared, to be honest with you. So now.
He said, go sit down somewhere.
Go sit down somewhere.
Hey, guys, I'm here. What are we doing next?
I
didn't know we were waiting on you.
The Division I Council must approve the measures, and there's a schedule to meet October 13th through the 14th to talk about who's going to be eligible, who's not. But teams are usually required to finish with a 500 overall record against FBS opponents, but the Oversight Committee wants to waive that requirement for 2021 season because of the coronavirus. To Dennis' point.
But why?
Just play a game and you can go to a bowl game or be eligible for the Final Four. Football Final Four, that is.
I mean, okay. All right. All right. Do they take write-in teams? Because, I mean, we could put our own team together. We can go to a bowl
game. Matter of fact, you know what? Don't sleep. They one time, what team we had, was it the Ray Tech? I mean, Durham Tech had a team, then it came back. They had a basketball.
Oh, yes, sir.
They had a football team?
DTCC.
DTCC.
Was in the building.
That's so dumb.
Jazz, you heard about that, right? Well, you would have.
I was with you guys then. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. DTCC. She had a shirt on with it all. Man, we used to make Carolinas. The Central Eagles, all this DTCC.
No, you said you were at a party. No, you were at a party or something, and everybody's saying Eagle Pride.
Eagle Pride. They said Tar Heels, Blue Devil Nation.
Then somebody pop out, DTCC.
You can see that the eyeballs start rolling like, what?
Shout out to Durham Tech Community College.
Hey, shout out.
I ain't mad at Durham Tech. By the fact, DTCC. My man, J.B. Buston is the president over there. That's, you know Luke Buston is, Jay Fritz.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, you're talking about his father?
Yeah, his father is the president of the DTCC.
That's what's up.
This
is some really groovy music.
Oh, you like it? It's groovy.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm.
It's groovy.
It's groovy.
What kind? You said groovy?
Yeah, it's groovy.
Oh, you trying to be funny now. Okay, I got you.
Dang, I can't call it groovy?
You can call it groovy, but you're trying to be funny. That don't even sound like you.
Now just cut the music off. You ruined it.
Thank you.
Okay. Y'all you are ruined so
extra. You ruined the moment. You ruined the
you
moment.
You ruined the moment.
Ruined it. Jazz. It's gone.
Shut it all down.
You shut it all down.
How? Oh, my goodness. It was groovy music. Funky Fish Friday.
That don't even sound right, Jazz. I'm telling you right now. It's groovy music. Whatever.
So my only question, Jasmine, if one of us would have happened to say, check this groovy music out, what would your response have been?
I would have been like, yeah,
Do people still say that? No. Do people still say that?
No, that's only because Reese said crunk one time. And that was just, I'm sorry, an outdated term. It was like, it was outdated enough. Or not, it wasn't. Like you can't
outdated,
say, you can
really?
Say you can say groovy because it's like a super old term. He used crunk, where like within 5 years it was like recently. Like, all right, we don't say that anymore.
Yeah, look so it up. Have no skips, late. Guys.
Ooh, he was late on.
Oh, he came at us with the no skips today.
That was just no simple skips? Terminology. It's no skips. It has no skips.
Okay,
that's simple that's terminology. Simple.
Yeah.
Like groovy. It's so simple.
See, I would like to move on to talk about something else.
No, you started this, Jasmine.
Because y'all are coming at me. And I don't like it.
You started earlier with the who's ranked number one. Now you're saying the groovy. Come on.
Speaking of people coming at you, the Pac-12 is coming at you, Reese. Jasmine.
Coming at me.
DC, they're coming. The Pac-12 will play a 7-game conference schedule. At some point, are we just going to be playing 7-on-7? I mean, what are we doing? The Pac-12 are going to play a 7-game conference schedule beginning November the 6th. They announced yesterday.
They're on the outside looking in. They want to be a part of everything.
Yep.
Just so they can say they played?
Well, they see everyone else playing and all these other programs, you know. Trying to make something happen for themselves.
Yeah, and that's really the argument. They playing, why can't we play? That's the argument right there.
Because y'all jumped the gun. Goodness.
Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott had some explanation on some of this on Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Let's listen to Larry Scott, Pac-12 Commissioner.
I wouldn't rule out anything at this stage. No one can predict what's going to happen with the season and how many games any team is going to be able to play. It's going to depend a lot on health and safety. What I can tell you is I don't think anyone's got better protocols or a better chance of playing all their scheduled games than the Pac-12, given what we're doing to protect health and safety and our testing protocol.
Really?
Again, what's so special in September that wasn't special in August? I'm trying to figure out. That caused you to cancel the whole damn season.
What Jasmine said.
What did Jasmine say?
They playing. Why can't we play?
Yeah, they're sitting on the outside looking at everybody else. Have fun and get their teams going. And now they want to be a part of it.
Mm. Joy Galloway of ESPN talks about the teams playing different amounts of games because we already know. You will not get 100%. If it's 7 games, you're not going to get all 7. This has been proven so far with every other thing that's been played out except for the NBA. you're not going to get all of whatever you put out. So let's hear from Joey Galloway as he talks about the teams and the different amount of games they're going to play.
With the Big Ten and the Pac-12 now you're joining the party, I think that we're going to have a system where everybody's involved, and that number might have to lower. It might be five games, and we look at these teams and say we believe these teams are the four best teams that get in. Some teams are going to have played more games than other teams, and that's fine.
Get into what? If you play four games, what are you getting into, Reed?
That's a great question. Probably four games. I don't know. Definitely not getting into the playoffs, I'll put it that way. It's.
But they may be one of the teams that they played the most games. Four may be the standard.
No, that's a good point. it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how this thing moves forward, because, again, seven games, five games, and none. And then, of course, we're going to probably talk the next hour, is they're going to have bowl games too, by the way, which is still blowing my mind. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not trying to be shady here, guys.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Hey,
don't we have a shade sure. button? Did I create a shade button when you came back? I thought we had one time.
No, I'm not trying to be shady. Reese, I'm not trying to be shady. Jeff, I try not to infringe on your territory. I do my best. But listen.
That was shade right there.
Right.
There you go.
Really? The Mountain West will play an 8-game football season starting October the 24th. Who in the hell is that? Who is the Mountain West, and why do we care that they try to play football?
You don't want to watch San Diego State play Hawaii?
Wow.
Oh, that's the Mountain West. See, I was thinking the Mountain West like North Dakota State and those guys.
You talking about basketball, Reed? You talking about basketball? You talking about football, Reed?
Apparently, I don't know a damn thing about football came back. Apparently
you talking not. About football? Who would have passed the Mountain West quiz?
Nobody.
Any one of us? I know
no.
I wouldn't have passed.
I will raise my hand and say no.
Jazz would have said
well,
no. Well,
here's the thing. Here's the thing, Reese.
What's that?
When
What's
he started that? Talking about Mountain West, I immediately yeah. said Mountain West football teams. Put it right in Google.
Okay.
I could what not think say? Off of the top of my head who was in this conference.
I just named you two say? Of them.
Okay, sure. I get that now. But before, I did it. But Boise State, Fresno State, yeah. Nevada, New Mexico, Colorado State, UNLV. But yeah, I could not think off the top of my head who was in that conference immediately.
Wow.
And listen, and I get it. Football is king in this country. And we all love it, and it fulfills us. It's like fall weather and Thanksgiving. You know, it's just a part of who we are. It's a part of our DNA, whether we like it or not.
It's the fabric of our lives, K-Mac. That's what it is.
But the Mountain West, what the hell? You could have said this without nobody would have bothered you. It's
and I don't
okay.
think
nobody
really would cares have
noticed.
Oh, my goodness. But they'll be playing. They're playing an 8-game schedule. They're not going to get all 8. But if they get 6, maybe that's okay. Maybe. At this point, I just don't even know. We just play, have fun, go out there, enjoy yourself. All right? All right, ready, break. Let's go. That's it. That's what we should just do. That's what we should just do.
Congratulations to the Mountain West, since you're playing, you're bowl eligible now because you're playing.
And that's all
so
it
just,
takes.
Just by putting on the helmet, you're in.
I think your grades have to be chill.
Ooh. Wait, grades.
What?
No?
Grades.
Oh.
Grades. Grades.
Well, it mentioned this academic progress rate.
Oh, APR,
for postseason
yeah.
eligibility.
That's true. Wait that's a good point. Huh? Yeah.
Is there a curve for virtual? Is there a curve for virtual?
Great point. I don't know what do the grades have to be in at a certain time to assess what the APR is. I don't know.
But this is also something that's not set in stone yet. the Division I Football Oversight Committee. I believe they're the ones that are going to have to approve this.
That would be correct.
Well, on the actual football that's going to be played on Saturday.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about the SEC. Let's talk about the SEC. The SEC's back, starts up, full effect. We're not talking about the teams that they just put up at number one in these polls for whatever reason. I don't know why. Maybe because they ran first. Maybe that's why, but but that's okay. The king, look, the king is here. In case there are any questions, the king is here. So we can deal with that. NCAA, the SEC plays, they're back in action. I forgot this. I forgot the number of games on that schedule. Is it the full conference schedule? I know it's the all conference, but is it the full conference schedule?
Everybody's playing, yes. So it should be, what, eight games? I mean, yeah.
I believe it's 10 for the SEC.
10, okay.
Is it a 10-game schedule? Okay. So with that being said, any early predictions from you guys on what we should see coming out of this weekend across the SEC? Because we got games and matchups coming up like Florida, Ole Miss hold some level of significance, I'm sure. We got Kentucky, Auburn. Oh, poor Kentucky. It's okay, though. We got a number of these games that's going to be coming out. But I don't know. I'd be interested to see how they work. But if they don't finish their entire schedule, which conventional wisdom has proven most teams cannot or will not, they will drop at least one or two because of COVID concerns. How does that affect, I guess, the rankings in the SEC? How does that affect the scheduling? I'm sure they put up a number of protocols in place, but since it's an all-conference schedule, how you guys think that's going to affect it? How you think that's going to affect that?
Well, go ahead, Jasmine.
You mean like, and that's kind of my question on clarity here. What it's going to affect as far as their season being played out start to finish? Because I think you mentioned it. Like, I think that, they're going to have some games. Like, there's some in-conference games with the ACC. Granted, they do also play a non-conference game, so there's a little cross-contamination over there. But, I mean, I still think that, you'll have some teams in the SEC that they're going to have to postpone their games. They're going to maybe even cancel it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if you don't think there's going to be some cancellations, then you haven't been paying attention to what's going on across the other in the landscapes, other conferences that's going on. That's what a couple games this weekend. Florida, and a couple other places.
I mean, even with the bubble mm-hmm. setup, like the WNBA got inconclusive tests back and they had to postpone for a day or so.
Right.
So
right.
like even I mean, they're just it's just like so much going on that it, I mean. It's just inevitable, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
So, a couple of postponed games this weekend. We got Notre Dame and Wake Forest. Is listed as postponed.
Yeah.
We have Tulsa and Arkansas State. Wonder where they were playing. But, all right. South Florida and Florida Atlantic has been postponed.
That's what I was talking about, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have North Texas and Houston have been postponed so far. So that's, I mean, that's a lot to take
in. Did the Pac-12 know about all of this before they decided to come back? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if they don't know, if they thought everything was all gravy.
Well, no. It doesn't matter to them because you heard what the commissioner said. They have the best, I'm somewhat paraphrased. They have the best technology to keep everybody safe and all. That's what he said. Now, the first time they had to cancel the game, we should send them an email.
What about that technology?
What about that technology?
Yes. Because he came out. He was adamant about it. We got the best. He said, like, we got the best, like, compared to anybody else. We got the best. Okay. No, to a point. That's going to be cancellation. We'll be stupid to sit here and think that it won't be. So, I mean, SEC is going to be affected like everybody else. So, it's getting used to it. Just as long as it's not the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa.
I was going to say, there's one game in particular that I know you guys are going to hate if it gets canceled.
Oh, my goodness. Which one, Jasmine?
The Auburn, Alabama game.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, by the way.
You can't cancel the Iron Bowl. You can't cancel the Iron Bowl.
Right?
By that time, it's like, by that time the SEC would have eradicated the virus and it would be no longer a threat.
No, let me tell you. It'd be so great. They'll have doctors on the sideline. It's like,
you know what they're going to have on the sidelines? Pine Sol, what? The OG Pine Sol, because apparently that made the list alongside Clorox and Lysol to kill the virus on hard surfaces.
You know, so
you might see someone.
You may be right about that. I can't even front.
Hold on, you got to get, you gotta right get the Pine Sol spray when you come to the sidelines? Really? That's what we're doing?
You might have to get sprayed down with Pine Sol. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. A couple of notable matchups. I'll probably be around this game. It won't be notable, but I'll probably be around. University of Southern Mississippi will be playing Tulane, so that's right across the street over there. So I'll be there.
That's right where you are.
They're letting fans in the stands.
They will be letting a few in the stands. It's saying it's like 10%, 20%, some crazy number.
Gotcha.
Which is like 800 people total. You know what I mean? Like total on the whole campus. I was on the campus yesterday, and they've already started to block stuff off. I was just like, y'all expecting a crowd? So we need to know.
Do they have a statue or something, Brett Favre, down there? Do they have anything recognizing Brett Favre on campus?
Yeah, it's on the it's around the athletic facilities, but not like out at the stadium and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
They call the stadium the Rock, so they don't let them put that out there at the Rock.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it's supposed to be somewhat of a little rivalry game between Tulane. The quarterback was at USM for about 4 years, I think, or 3 years. Then he transferred to Tulane all of a sudden, and now he's coming back to play the team that he transferred from last year.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, I love those kinds of games.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this for me. You know, and of course, when you leave, you all of a sudden you say things that people go, well, what does that mean? What are you trying to say? And now people in their feelings. We got LSU, Mississippi State. LSU, we'll see what they have coming off
the
pretty good year last year.
The champ is here.
That's not to 7 p.m. That's not to 7 p.m., Jasmine.
Jasmine, you are so full of sound bites today. Your own personal sound bites.
Oh, isn't she great? Seriously?
Yeah.
Y'all know that. Who made that song? Was that Jay-Z? The champ is here. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. You mean who said it the first time?
I don't know. I
who made the song?
I'm just talking. I have no idea.
But you do know the original quote, right?
Oh, no. What is it? You guys know I don't know anything original.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't mean to break up your schedule call out. You said LSU. Who are they playing?
No, never mind. Duke and Virginia at 4 p.m. Been a tough outing so far for Duke, but let's see if they can get it back on track against Virginia. We'll see. Florida State, Miami. Anything notable there? Other than Miami seem to be, they look okay. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, this is Manny Diaz's, second year as head coach?
Yep. He was,
and then they have Derek.
Because he made a heck of an impression on you the first year. Jasmine said, hey, he thinks he's got a little swag. So Jasmine said he's going to be a pretty good coach.
Maybe, I mean, he does seem kind of swaggy.
Or he was sitting right next to you, Jasmine.
Yeah, y'all had a wonderful interview.
Y'all had a rapport going, yeah.
I had a wonderful moment with Dabo Sweeney as well. That was a good.
Why you keep bringing up Clemson?
It wasn't even relevant to the conversation. We was talking about Miami. Clemson wasn't even in the conversation.
Sorry.
Lastly, before we get off of this, so Jazz can stop throwing shade. NC State, Virginia Tech. NC State looked good last week. Think they can keep it up?
I think so, especially with Bailey Hockman, their QB. He says that he always felt like a starter. He's the one that's going to be making things happen for the team.
Okay. Tell him to keep feeling that way. Okay.
The Carolina Panthers play.
I knew that was coming. I can just tell. Just the silence alone for Reese, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.